Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill McNulty. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is called out on strikes. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is hit by the pitch. McCraw moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic takes first base on ball four. McCraw moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into left field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Cater moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cater moves to third. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pafletic hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. Cater moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground for an out. Green moves to second. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Monday moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0-for-1 in the game. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monday scores. Duncan moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. McCraw chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Pafletic fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Pafletic. Duncan scores. Odom goes all the way around to score. Kubiak moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Gary Bell now pitching. Bill McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. McNulty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson is walked intentionally. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Noop moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Athletics. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Odom is hit by the pitch. Duncan moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-3 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Duncan moves to third. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Nyman now pitching. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pafletic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pafletic strikes out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Athletics. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 2 in the game. Noop hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Monday moves to second. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Odom bunts towards the mound. Nyman fields it and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to third. Duncan moves to second. 1 out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monday scores. Duncan moves to third. It's 11-2, Athletics. Bill McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-4 in the game. McNulty strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward pinch hits for Jerry Nyman. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Sechrist now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Bando reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford. Cater reaches second base with a double. Bradford throws the ball into Melton, who tags Cater trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bando scores. One out. It's 12-2, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Noop settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Noop. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Odom strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bradford strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.